morning. We're continuing Chayotim. We're starting Klal Nun Hei. So Klal Nun Hei deals with the brachas of Yayin. So Yayin is unique amongst the brachas that for a specific type of drink or food, it gets its own bracha, not shared with any other food. The only other bracha which has that simple concept is Hamotzi, because of the cheshivas of lechem, so lechem gets its own bracha. So yayin, similarly, because of the cheshivas of yayin, the Torah talks about yayin yisamach levav enosh. It's mesimech lekim ba'adam. It's used for shirod to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it gets its own bracha. Theoretically, the bracha would have been ha'etz, but there is a discussion we'll see in halacha if a person b'dyavad says ha'etz on yayin whether he's yotzei or not. But Yayin gets his own special bracha. Now, what the Chayyim is going to deal with in this klal is two or three points. One, he's going to deal with, well, let's define what wine is. There's different ways of, not everything we think of the simple example, person takes grapes, crushes them, lets them sit, and the natural process of fermentation takes place, and you have wine. What about if it didn't ferment yet? What about if you made it with raisins? What about you added other ingredients? So what's the halacha in regards to that? So that's one question the Chayyim is going to deal with. The second question the Chayyim is going to deal with is, let's say you mix it with water. So you dilute it. At what point does it lose its status of wine? excuse me. And are the differences between the different types of wine in that regard? Then the third issue the Chayyim is going to deal with in this klal is similar to the idea that bread, because of its cheshivas, defines the meal and everything is considered secondary to the bread. Is that similar? Is there a similar concept in regards to drinks, that we look at wine as the quintessential drink and everything else is considered secondary to the wine, and the bracha of the wine, the Brit Gofen and the Ala Gefen at the end, will cover the other drinks that a person has? Or is that only true in certain scenarios, etc.? So that's the introduction to the klal, and let's start the first siman in the klal. So Chayyim says, Al yayin bein shehuchai o mevushal, wine, whether it is raw, which means it has not been cooked, or whether it's cooked, the bracha is going to be prepared gofen. Now, there is a shita sagainim, that wine which is cooked, the bracha is not Brei Pei Gofen anymore. The bracha is Shakol Niyavid Voro. For the purposes of Yain and the Mizbeach, it only could be Yain which was Chai. Yain which was Mavushal was not acceptable. Therefore, there's a discussion in regards to whether you can use it for Kiddush. And the Goinim say you cannot use it for Kiddush. The bracha is and then the bracha is a Shahakol. We paskin that you could use it for Kiddush, and the bracha is Brei Pei Gofen. The question which comes up is, what's the status of pasteurized wine? Do we say, in regards to the halachas of yayin nesach, wine which is mevushal does not have the halach of yayin nesach, because since the same way you would not use it for the mizbeach, they wouldn't use it for the avodah zarah. So the kanas chazal to give wine which is made by a goy a status of being usher, because it's similar to yayin nesach, just like by yayin nesach, if it was cooked, it would not be used for nisuch. People would not pour it as a libation, an offering to their avodah zarahs. So the iser of stam yayinim was not placed upon it either, and there's no din of yayin nesach or stam yayinim by yayin which is mevushal. So do we? Most poskim assume that applies to pasteurization as well. That also removes, that's considered bishul for this purpose, and that removes the status of yayin nesach stam yayinim from wine which is kosher but has been touched by goy, etc. There's no issue of stam yayinim because it has been pasteurized, which is a form of cooking. Does that apply to the halacha of Brei Pei Gofen as well? Would that be part of this machloikus of the shitas ha'gainim and etc.? Because there are some people which are machmer, we need to know. So the assumption is that pasteurization will not affect the bracha, even if it's an issue in regards to Yain Nesach, it changes its status, but since it does not diminish it, it does not change the flavor. The pasteurization process which they have nowadays has been perfected to the point that it does not change the flavor, so it will not change the status of the bracha. I do want to point out that some people, which are machmir in regards to Yain Nesach, pasteurization is not sufficient either. A person should ask their own poisik, but the assumption that when it says on your bottle of ketem that it's mavushal, and therefore it's not a problem, so they're relying on a process of pasteurization being considered that it's mavushal, and that's accepted by many poiskim. So the Chayyarim says whether it's chai or whether it's mavushal, the bracha is going to be brei pri agafen. He gives a few more examples, which we'll leave for tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.